This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 18 minutes to 6 for your Wednesday drive home.
Scott Taylor is an Australian Writers Guild stage winner and the creator of the ABC comedy Moon Man, and having headed script departments locally and overseas, he's now created a brand new show. It's called Coming Out, which is set to grace the stage at Chapel Off Chapel from the 9th to the 19th of February. Scott is here to tell us more. Scott, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me in.
It's great to have you. Now, the show is called Coming Out. We can guess what it might be about, but can you tell us a little bit about the story that the show shares?
Sure. It's at its base, there's a middle-aged man who's been married for 25 years in a successful marriage. Uh-huh. They have two adult children. And he's never really explored his fluid sexuality until the last few years, where online has allowed him to feel that he's not really cheating.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. So it's the online affair.
That's right. And he goes to the show of one of these people who he's been having a relationship with online and discovers to his horror that this cabaret show details in very minute detail exactly what they talked about online.
Oh, so he's outed. My gosh, it's very, you know, meta, a show within a show within a
it
show.
It is a show within a show, and there's original
like the
original
dolls.
Yeah. Original songs and lots of humour in it. And the middle-aged man is named Simon. His wife finds out what's happening.
Is she at the show as well?
She, because the whole thing blows up when he goes there and he tries to get the show changed, she realises something's going on. And once she finds out, this family and their children have to deal with something that it never crossed their mind in 25 years.
Wow.
Do you know, I'm sure many of us are starting to think this sounds very familiar.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at you, Warren. Does it?
Well, you know, I mean, we all do things online, don't we? And we think that, you know, because it's online, it's kind of different, doesn't it? It's got different boundaries. It's got different, you know, attributes about it.
And sometimes it's just about giving someone advice or, you know, you have something in common and so you start having a discussion with them and you realise you've got a lot in common with this person and you become quite close to them online. And there's something emotional about being removed from a person online that can make you feel a little closer to them or spill more secrets than you would if you'd met them for the first time out physically.
Yeah, totally. Why did you want to share this story?
I came out in 1988, long time ago now, and it didn't go well for me back then, and I've never explored it in my writing. So I've been writing since I think I had my first show produced in 1989. I've never explored my queer life in my writing until now. And I was writing a screenplay, and I like to have something on the side to keep going. You know, so if I'm writing a drama, I'll have a comedy, which is what this is. And I started listing all the things that over those many years had, I guess, irked me or frustrated me, things that I wanted to discuss, and that I just wasn't hearing them being discussed. And I had such a long list, and I thought, I need to find a form to put this in, and that's what came out. This is what this show is all about.
How does it feel at the end of having looked at that list and put it into a show and expressed it? How does it feel?
It actually feels great. It's really the first time that I've told my coming out story, which is buried in there. You won't know which it is because there's six or seven stories across a whole bunch of different characters. You won't know which one is mine. But, yeah, it's actually quite liberating to get out there and say, I was finding things in the show, we call it gay online only. And it sort of frustrated me that a lot of the really harsh abuse that you get from within the community comes from people, you know, who are trying to make a hierarchy or put people into stereotypes and labels. And if you don't fit somewhere, they get very upset.
It's like a pecking order, isn't it? And the thing that I find that's really a bit of a letdown is, you know, it's so easy to put someone else down to make yourself feel better, but it's a harder challenge to actually build yourself up authentically rather than have to ride on the back of putting someone else down.
That's right. And you know, there are things that you face in the wider community and you don't want to be facing them in our community.
No. No, and I guess it's one of the things that I find is we learn that, don't we? We, you know, we grow up before we come out and we're bullied or we're put down or what have you, and they're our role models. That they teach us how to behave, and then we go and we do it each other. But something that I'm really interested in is, you know, how we're talking about this online mm-hmm. affair, and we say, you know, we're saying that we remove because it's online, it's nothing real. But what happens when you get to that point and you realize that, okay, this person that I'm chatting with online has a life, has a partner, and it all becomes too real?
Well, this is where the show goes, because they met just the once, and then the older man ghosted the younger man, and the younger man really resents it. And that's why he's written this show. So it's just when the older man comes in to see the show, it's the worst thing he could possibly have done, and the whole thing takes off. But there is a lot of humor and a lot of comedy that I found in all of this drama.
We're chatting to Scott Taylor about his new play Coming Out, which is heading to Chapel Off Chapel as part of Melbourne's Midsummer Festival, 9th to the 19th of Feb. Scott, you just mentioned, you know, there is some humour in it. It does seem like it's, you know, you've also said that there's songs. So we've got, you know, a merging of genres, right?
That's right. Well, the young man is putting on a cabaret show, and that punctuates the drama throughout the entire thing. So we keep coming back to him. And we also have online chats, the sort of thing that you would see on Grindr, a conversation that might go on. All of this is punctuating that drama of the family and them trying to come to terms with the father, who is fluid, sexually fluid.
I'm thinking of the song. What was that song? Torn Between Two Lovers.
Well, they get into all of that. And the other thing that we really explore, and I listened to your discussion on My Policeman a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. A lot of those issues are in this play, where we're talking about if you haven't come out when you should have come out, and you come out and you marry and you're with another partner, and then you start to explore it, you know, that's still cheating. You don't get a whole pass because it's fluid sexuality that you're trying to explore, or something that you haven't done before.
And you've got to think too about the other person, don't you? Like that person has fallen in love with you, and all of a sudden you want to explore something else. You've got to think, well, okay, how does that impact that person? Because they've given their life to you, thinking that you're someone else. It's so complex. I find it fascinating.
It's 25 years that she's been in this relationship, and she's still very much in love. And the issue here is that he's still in love with her. Now, whether that's companionship and support and the things that you build up over a long-distance relationship, that's hard to tell, but they're still very much a couple that want to stay together.
Are they intimate?
Yes.
Oh, so there's still intimacy. Oh, my gosh. So there's still intimacy. That hasn't gone.
No, this play is opening up the discussion about what are the stereotypes, where do we fit, whose label do you fit into? Mm. Because not everybody is the same. And so he says at one stage, you know, I have pansexuality that ends with you. Whatever heterosexuality I have within me, you're it. That's it. But it's still there.
Scott, I know you probably can't tell us this because you've already shared quite a lot about the show. We're very excited. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Is this the type of show though, and I need to know this, is this the type of show that we'll walk out with closure, or are we walking out with questions?
You'll have closure.
You don't need to spoil it, but I do want to know.
You'll have closure.
Okay.
But this couple, at very worst, they are going to end up down the track very close together and still the parents of these two amazing kids that they've raised.
Okay.
So, yes, I think you do end up with closure. Now, you can't completely close it. I couldn't work out exactly where the ending was, but the discussion and the journey to get to where we get to, I find fascinating and should open up huge discussions about all these issues that we bring up.
So I can't wait. So we have to go to find out what happens.
You have to go
to the other side.
And the cabaret show is also talking about many of those issues that I was talking about that I'd come across in my queer life.
So the show is called Coming Out. It is at Chapel Off Chapel. It's in February. You can head to midsummer.org.au or chapeloffchapel.com.au for more information and tickets. Scott, thank you so much. I'm really excited to see it.
Thank you so much for having me in.
That's Scott Taylor, creator of the ABC comedy Moon Man and, of course, Coming Out at Chapel Off Chapel.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.